Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And more people are going out. More and more is coming alive. But I have to tell you that I'm a little concerned about this new strain in the UK. This new strain that is easily communicated to other people. It's very contagious, easy to catch it. And also, it could be even deadlier. So I'm a little concerned about that. So, I mean, let's not pretend that the whole thing is completely over. But, my God, things are just so much better. And now we're talking about the Sanger and the Smoothie King Center. And we've got tickets to give away to Eric Clapton, who's going to be at the Smoothie King Center coming up in September. We're going to give away tickets every hour next week. Just listen for the Clapton Song of the Day. And we'll announce that at the beginning of the show right at 1 o'clock. And when you hear that, if you were the eighth caller, to our contest line, you win a pair of tickets to Eric Clapton. And then just play back the conversation with Adam Duritz of Counting Crows. They'll be at the Sanger Monday, September the 20th. The very next night, Earth, Wind, and Fire, September 21st at the Sanger Theater. I got a text yesterday from somebody who mentioned Santana and Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's my understanding that Santana is doing some touring with Earth, Wind, and Fire, but he's not scheduled for the New Orleans date. But, I mean, still, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. I've never seen them. So looking forward to getting there, and hopefully I can do that. Yesterday we had the example of Woke Gone Wild with a food writer saying that apple pie represents white Europeans coming to America and slaughtering indigenous people. Therefore, it's racist. It's not appropriate. Apple pie is equivalent to white racist America. Going a little too far, as far as I'm concerned. You know, you can't blame the pie for that. And just because something is common to people at a certain time, look, for example, that would be like saying, okay, well, did they eat a lot of sauerkraut during the reign of Hitler? Well, can you no longer eat sauerkraut because it's associated with Hitler and the Holocaust? I mean, I'm sure people are still eating sauerkraut. I'm sure they ate that when, you know, Hitler was in power. So I thought that was a little ridiculous. Well, I have yet another example of Woke Gone Wild that we'll talk about in the next hour. And it involves a segment on The Late Late Show with James Corden. And some people are offended. Maybe I'm insensitive, but I don't think this is very offensive. And we'll talk about that in the next hour. Also, we will address the issue, is Indiana a pedophile? Somebody has found something in the Indiana Jones movie, 40 years ago? 1981, Indiana Jones, 40 years ago. Somebody's found something in the movie that suggests that the character played by Harrison Ford is a pedophile. It's like, really, can everybody just relax and stop looking for stuff? Because people are just way too sensitive to everything these days. Let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to James in Harvey. James, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Good to talk to you, Scoop. I want to kind of disagree with you on this woke culture thing. Let me first say that eating apple pie, liking apple pie, does not make you prejudiced, no more than eating watermelon and fried chicken makes you black. It's what you like is what you like, and that's good. My complaint is the guy put forth some facts, truth. White culture decided what was important when we came up with this phrase, as American as apple pie, mom, and hot dogs, baseball, or whatever. Whites were the predominant culture. Whites were the predominant power. That's what they chose. They didn't look up and see what was most indigenous to America, like corn or whatever else is indigenous, and say, this is America. But I think we're going through a cultural change, and it may take another 20 years before we get there. But the truth is what ought to be more important. I'm feeling like I was miseducated because there's a lot of things I'm hearing in the last couple of years. I thought I was an educated black man. And I'm hearing some facts that I've never, ever been taught or heard of, and I'm discovering new things.
Yeah, me too.
I think the truth and facts and context is most important. Now, back then, white culture was predominant. But in the next 50 years, it may not be. So if I see somebody eating apple pie, that doesn't make them prejudiced. Or may make them prejudiced. I don't know. Their actions is what and how they love or don't love or hate or don't hate.
Exactly.
And how they treat people, whether that makes them racist, prejudiced, or bigot. Not if, because I like apple pie. And
apple pie's good.
Whether I give it up or not doesn't make me prejudiced.
Of course not. And embracing apple pie, embracing the concept of eating apple pie doesn't mean that you support slaughtering indigenous people. You know,
right.
So I find that to be a bit ridiculous.
I'm with you on that part. But if what we find out that this man is telling the truth, that if whoever, I don't think one person can be credited with saying this is going to be our new motto, I think let's leave it up to the young folks to decide. You know what?
Well, I don't hear many people even use that. I don't hear many people use that phrase anymore. I mean, that's as American as apple pie. I mean, I don't even remember the last time I heard that. That is passé.
Right.
That is something that was popular a long time ago for the very reasons that you're suggesting. I just don't think it's a big deal today.
Exactly, because it used to mean if you were all American,
right,
no matter, you didn't have to have the best stats, you were white.
I was a white kid who grew up and was educated in this country, and I told and said many times on the air, told you about the things that I didn't learn, that I'm learning now, that I should have learned. There are things that we should have learned that we did not learn. So I do hope all of that does change. James, I got to move on. I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Bell Chase. Justin, you're on WWL.
How's it going there, Scoot?
Good.
I knew you've been around a long time, and you remember the infamous Crescent City toll tax, don't you?
I do.
And how that first election, well, some people say it was rigged. Other people found clerical errors in it. But we're facing something right now this Saturday. They're trying to put a toll tax on us down here, and just part of the West Bank this time. Some of the politicians got together and got slick and said, well, we can't do it on the whole West Bank, so let's just single out some of them. And I just want to, you know, thank you for your show and make people aware of what's going on. And just because they're singling out one part of the West Bank, it doesn't make it right this time. And I know Representative Cormier has been fighting against that toll tax and trying to. But
do you want to explain a little bit? You want to explain a little bit more about the toll tax?
Yes, sir. This was a deal that was passed. It's called the Bell Shaft Project, and it is a 30-year contract with a company out of Canada called Plenary, and they stand to make over 30 years. Close to $800 million on a bridge that goes over a canal that should only cost maybe $100 million. It's a bad deal. I don't care if it's all of the West Bank or just part of the West Bank. It's a bad deal for the taxpayers.
And it's going to be a toll bridge?
Yes, sir. toll tax for 30 years by a private company. Hmm. And the private company in Canada, Planery, has already cashed out and flipped the contract, or they sold the company to another private equity firm. And they're now holding the contract because they stand to make a windfall profit off the taxpayers on some of the West Bank.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you raised the issue. I don't know that much about it, so I'm not going to comment, but there's an election day coming up. And as I mentioned yesterday on the show, these smaller elections may not get a lot of attention, but small local elections have a bigger impact on the life of you and your family than even the national elections. So get your butt out there and vote, because it's important.
Thank you, Scoot.
All right, Justin, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Mark, who's in New Orleans. Hey, Mark, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
I was just calling to say that the car jackings and everything that's happening in New Orleans, I think the mayor needs to declare martial law and get the National Guard involved, because all the festivals and stuff we're about to have out here in New Orleans, you're going to need them, because people are not going to want to come to New Orleans when the simple fact is that the killings, the carjackings, the robberies, and all this, you're going to lose a lot of money without the tourists coming to New Orleans. So I think you really just need to declare martial law and...
And, you know, I don't know if it's time for that, but something needs to be done, and maybe that is, you know, maybe that is something that needs to be done, because we have to better address the issue. And I just think it's a shame that there seems to be a void in leadership for this particular topic, and it hasn't really affected the numbers of the city yet. But I can't help but think that at some point it's going to. You know, New Orleans has survived a lot of bad publicity because it's New Orleans, but at some point it's gonna catch up.
Yeah, it will, because NOPD is overworking the pay as it is, and they don't have enough people to be everywhere at one time.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt the city has to find the money to do a better job of recruiting NOPD officers. And I know that there are a lot of applications that are still coming in, and people still want to be police officers, but more needs to be done to support those ranks and just to get more people, because Jazz Fest, for example, takes up so many law enforcement officers that we might not have enough to have Jazz Fest. And so that's why, you know, when Voodoo Fest canceled, we learned about that yesterday and talked about that on the show, I'm concerned that Jazz Fest may not happen. I certainly hope it does, but I'm a little concerned that it might not happen. All right, this weekend is the Naked Bike Ride. It is an annual event, and every year it draws controversy. We will address that when we come back on WWL. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of naked people in the French Quarter this weekend. Naked people on bikes will be one of the sights in the French Quarter this weekend. Yes, nude and partially nude cyclists will take to the streets for the 13th annual Naked Bike Ride in New Orleans. The Naked Bike Ride is a global phenomenon and first came to New Orleans in 2009 with about 50 participants. The Naked Bike Ride has grown to over 500 riders in various stages of nudity. And with the prevailing attitude about openness and coming back from the COVID-19 pandemic shutdown, expectations are high that this could be an epic year. The Naked Bike Ride always sparks controversy from those who argue that this event should not be allowed to happen. Many question why NOPD doesn't stop the event and arrest the participants. There are those who are concerned about the children. What happens when children see hundreds of naked people riding bikes? Good question. To the participants and many others who are not possessed by some unrealistic adherence to strict interpretation of the Bible, the Naked Bike Ride is an expression of free frivolity. It's fun. It's not designed to inspire a sense of sexual erotica. And if you've ever seen the Naked Bike Ride, you know that that's true. It's not that sexy. A few years ago, I was in the French Quarter, and I was walking down the street, and just suddenly a group of naked cyclists came by. And then more, and more, and more. I did video. And I did video from the back, so you really couldn't see anything vital. for those who we were even showing the vital parts. And I was just I was just shocked at the amount of negative negative reaction on social media after I posted it. The negative comments were just were bizarre. I mean, the condemnation was such that you would think that the naked bike ride was one of the signs of the end of the world in the book of Revelation. I saw this as just a fun event where people were free to step out of the ordinary and do something unconventional. The naked bike ride is not an event ushering in the end of the world prophecy. There will be some, male and female, and everything in between, who are totally nude. And you can see everything. The slogan of the event is, as bare as you dare. But many of the naked riders in this naked bike ride have some clothing on, or they have body paint to make the vital parts less obvious, and many add a costume flair to their nudity. So the naked bike ride is anything but sensual, not to mention that all body types, naked on bikes, that's not always sexy. But God bless anybody who's comfortable enough with their bodies to join in the naked bike ride. It's sad to me that so many people are so uptight and rigid that their view of morality is such that they can't even enjoy fun. I mean, naked people on bikes. What's not funny about that? And again, I think we should applaud those who are comfortable enough with the imperfect bodies that God gave them to be naked. And for those who say that being naked in public is illegal, I remind you that there are times when laws are dismissed in the name of fun. Mardi Gras parades do not stop at red lights. Parades technically break the law because they run right through the red lights on the parade route. So the argument that we must always strictly obey the laws is flawed. It is also important to note that the naked bike ride tomorrow here in New Orleans does not come to you. You have to go out of your way to see it. And for those who are concerned about the impact of seeing naked people on bikes, what impact would this have on kids? Are you kidding? Most kids would instinctively look at a bunch of naked bike riders and think it's funny. But it's the adults that add sexuality to nudity, and the kids get the wrong impression of something like a naked body in the context of a non-erotic setting. Look, the temperature tomorrow afternoon, low to mid-90s. It's going to be very humid. There will be a lot of sweating. And that is not necessarily overly erotic, you know, when people are riding bikes and sweating. There was that episode of Seinfeld that dealt with good naked and bad naked. The naked bike ride, in the context of what was meant there, is not considered good naked. It's not a... So for those who want to make sure they do not see the naked bike ride, let me tell you where it's going to go. Because I want to warn you, I want to make sure that you're not there. So if you don't want to see the naked bike ride, then at 4 o'clock, people are going to start gathering at Markey Park, 700 Piety Street in the Bywater. Make sure you're not anywhere near there. The naked bike riders start rolling at 5 o'clock. The naked bike riders go up Royal Street, then turn left on Franklin. So these are all the areas where, if you don't want to see this, you should not be at any of these areas. Turn left on Franklin, right on Decatur, left on St. Louis, right on Burgundy, right on St. Anne, and they end up at the starting point, Markey Park in the Bywater, where I guess the riders are returning to some of their clothing. The naked bike ride is a reminder that everything in life does not have to be serious. I think it's beneficial for society to break the rules and sometimes color outside of the lines. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Let's go to New Orleans. And Ray, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Scoob?
I'm good, Ray. It's Free for All Friday.
Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call. One of these days, you invite me on your show so I can go toe-to-toe with some of these trolls that call in. But listen to this here. He's laughing. My proposal is this. okay, all this crime going on, let's create a citizen-like community protection group. Let's take and give them commission license, but with stipulation that you're not a police, but if you see a carjacking in progress, that you can actually intervene. But it's got to be something where the person will try to stab a person or shoot them or something like that. And that you be armed and you be trained in that type of action. You can't stop nobody on the street because they're wobbling. You can't harass nobody on the sidewalk. You can't ask somebody what they're doing here. But you can intervene in heavy crime. Not just anything, but crime. Deep crime. Not drug transactions. Nothing like that.
No, no,
murder,
I know what you're talking about. Violent crime. Well, Ray, the problem with that is that a lot of people, you know, again, you're talking about people who are trained, and not everybody's going to take the time to be trained. I mean, I think this is a, you know, it's a good idea on paper, but I don't know if right. it is practical. And, you know, people can intervene in terms of calling 911, and depending on the situation, if somebody...
Well, Ray, there are
situations where people have guns and knives, and to tell people to intervene in that is not good, because a lot of people would find themselves in trouble. Now, if somebody comes upon a situation, and based on how they're feeling at the time and they see something happening and they think that they can do something to stop it, you know, do it. But, you know, I don't know what it would take to have a trained force of citizens out there who would be trained enough to know how to do it, because sometimes police don't even know exactly how to do it.
Oh, no, I'm not saying you don't have the power to stop nobody on the highway and check them for because they don't have driver's license, don't have insurance. I'm talking about a actual crime is being committed, like somebody... It's punching somebody on the sidewalk.
Well, I mean, I understand. I understand.
I'm talking about actual crime. You don't support that.
It sounds nice, but I mean, you're not gonna guarantee that these people are gonna be where the carjacking is taking place any more than
you can guarantee that
the police are there.
Do you agree with me? Do you support me, or you don't?
Ray, it sounds nice on paper. It's not practical.
Can I get you to say, yeah, Brown, I like the idea. Just say that.
No, I'm not going to say something that I don't believe. I mean, it sounds good on paper, but it's not practical. I wish there was something that simple that we could do, but, you know, it's an interesting idea. Ray, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Homa. Audrey, you're on WWL. Hey, Audrey.
Good morning, Scoot. A voice from the past. Today,
oh, Audrey. Yes.
Audrey from Bayou Country. The purpose of my call today has to do with a special event taking place in Houma tomorrow, and it does not have the same overtones or undertones as the Naked Bike Riders event. Tomorrow, Scoot, the association called CFMA, which stands for Cajun French Music Association, is having a fundraiser at the old Houma Municipal Auditorium on Verrett Street, downtown Houma. This group propagates the love of the Cajun French language and music. And because of them, so many young people in Louisiana under 30 now play and sing Cajun music. The event costs $10 for entrance.
Okay.
It begins at 11 a.m., finishes at 4. It does include a free meal, and it does include lots of fun meeting with people who have the same interests. They play Cajun music and some country. And we're going to pass a good time. Laissez les bons temps rouler. We're going to not let the potato go. Ne lâche pas la patate. And I would like to invite people who are interested to go online, and you can Google Cajun French Music Association, the Southeast Region, and learn more about it. The organizers are Kervin Voisin, his brother, I think, Al Voisin, and Anne Voisin belongs to one of them. They do a great job. We're very proud of them. And I'm going to be walking in with my American flag on the left shoulder. The right shoulder and the left, the French flag on the left. And I don't promise to dance, but we will pass a good time.
That sounds like a great event, and I'm so appreciative that you called in to tell everybody about that. So thank you, and have a great weekend. You know, Amanda Shaw has done a really good job recently going back to really like original Cajun roots. And she has learned French and has done some Cajun French stuff. Fiddling and singing, and I really respect her because here's a young person who is reviving this idea of Cajun French. So the Cajun French Music Association, Houma Municipal Auditorium, tomorrow from 11 to 4, $10, and you get a meal and you hear a lot of great Cajun music. Let's go to Ian with a couple of text messages.
The Mardi Gras red light argument is stupid. They get permits, LOL.
Well, they get permits. I get it. But even if they had a permit, there are people who would still say you shouldn't be naked in public. So, you know, don't take everything so seriously. If the bike parade and maybe they do get a permit. I don't know.
They do. I'm quite. Okay, so they have a police escort.
Well, I know that the NOPD's there. So why call and try to bust me on the analogy with Mardi Gras? The point is, if you are for strict adherence to the law, then Mardi Gras parades should not happen because they go through the red lights. So don't bitch and complain about people being naked on bikes when they're not supposed to be naked in public.
You know what?
Calm down.
It's something even closer to your point than that is the naked biker. I imagine, you know, going down Royal Street. It is so close to those Bourbon Street balconies where people are exposing themselves day and night.
It's true.
That's against the law.
I know.
Technically, right? But that still happens. It's kind of the same principle.
Well, that's why I was just talking about how sad it is that some people are so uptight. It's like they don't want this to happen. Nothing to do with them. It's like they're bothered that it happens. And I was shocked when I posted video of the naked bike ride.
I remember that post. It was nuts.
At some of the condemning comments. Like this is the end of the world, my God.
Here's a text that says, what is the date of Eric Clapton? Google shows no Clapton concerts until 2022, and those are all in Europe. I'm confused. I also could not find what looked to be a reliable Google result about Mr. Clapton's concert. What's the deets?
Okay, here's the deal. I'm Scoot. This is WWL. It's a Beaver production. Eric Clapton, Smoothie King Center, Saturday, September 18th. I don't know if it's been officially announced yet. Tickets go on sale Friday, June the 18th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. And we're giving away tickets next week so you can beat the box office.
That's amazing. We're so ahead of the curve. Even Google doesn't know about this concert yet.
Well, sometimes we're not.
Well, let's just, like, can we just enjoy this one victory,
yes,
please? It's a beautiful Friday afternoon. Let's just be happy about the fact that we have information that Google doesn't.
Yes.
Here's a text that says, at least if you're naked, you won't have anything valuable to be stolen, except your bike, of course.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's gonna steal your bike after you've been naked on it?
Well, that's a good point. And who's gonna worry about robbing if you're naked? Oh, that guy doesn't have anything. I mean, that guy doesn't have anything.
Nothing. What are you gonna do? You gonna steal my little Crown Royal bag? Come on.
Really, I know. Look, it's just a fun event. It's a harmless event, and you know, I'm serious though. The big problem is when adults get involved, and they start thinking that things like this are sexual because people are naked. And if kids see this, they're going to laugh their little butts off because it's funny. If you have a son and you see hundreds of naked people on a bike, first of all, you can ask him to turn around, and you can walk down another street, or you can just let him laugh at the people going by. And it shouldn't be so shameful to be naked because there's nothing sexual about this event. In fact, I'd love to talk to anybody who's been to a nude beach. I've been to a nude beach. And when I lived in Miami, I was at a nude beach all the time. And there's nothing sexual about that. This stuff is not what people think it is. And we really shouldn't be that embarrassed to be naked. And we're so Victorian. We're so uptight in America that in Europe, it's a lot looser. It's a lot more open. And maybe we should be a little bit more that way ourselves. But I also remind you that, you know, there are going to be people who are going to be somewhat clothed. So, you know, you don't have to take your clothes off, really. I mean, you can still have a good time. I mean, you don't have to take your clothes off to have fun. In fact, by the way, clothed bikers, fully clothed bikers are invited to participate. If you want to join us, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I'd love to talk to you if you've ever been to a nude beach, so you can tell people what it's really like. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back on WWL. Naked Bike Ride happens tomorrow. It's going to happen through the French Quarter, part of it, the Bywater. And I wrote a blog about this, and the parade route and the time is all included in the blog. And that is posted on our website, WWL.com. And you can also go to the Scoot page, click on shows, click on Scoot, and go to the Scoot page, and you'll find it there. Have you ever been to a nude beach? I used to go once in a while in Miami. And it's really not what people think. It's not like this sex orgy fest setting. And the naked bike ride is not that either. Let's go to Frank and Hammond. Frank, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Just wanted to let you know, when I was in my 30s, I'm in my 70s now, I went to Hippie Holler, Lake Austin, which is both nude and clothing optional. Depends on where you were on the place. And in the 90s, I was involved in the naked bike ride.
Really?
I used to live in the area.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's, and it isn't sexual.
It's not.
There's a lot of pointing and giggling, which embarrasses people.
Well, you know, I know, but if, you know, if people choose to do that and it's not going to come into your neighborhood, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I don't think, you know, Frank, it seems like people don't really understand sexuality. They don't understand sensuality, and they think that everything is sexual, and it's not. And a naked person is not necessarily sexual.
Definitely. Definitely. There. Now, I have gone with friends to both Lake Austin, a Hippie Holler, and on a naked bike ride.
Mm-hmm.
And after 10 minutes, you don't realize that everybody's naked. It's
true.
And
that's the way
it is.
That was my experience on a nude beach. You know, you don't really, after a couple of minutes, if everybody is equal in terms of the amount of clothing that they're wearing, then you don't really notice it that much anymore. I'm not saying that there aren't people there who are there to try to find something sexual, but there's like no threats to people or anything, and it's really just a very uninhibited atmosphere. Frank, have a great weekend, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. Now, what I used to do, and I learned this, that, you know, you saw a different clientele during the week because all of the dancers in the area, the Miami area, well, they would go to the nude beach during the week. So that was really a good time to go. Let's go to Chalmette and Dirk. You're on Deadwell.
Yes, sir. Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Dirk.
Three callers ago, Ray, his heart's in the right place. We're all sick of these carjackings. We're all sick of it. But if we passed a law like he was talking about, does anybody remember the name George Zimmerman and
Bingo.
Trayvon Martin?
Bingo.
Because we're going to have a lot of neighborhood Zimmermans walking around.
It's a good point, Dirk. It's true. I mean, it sounds good on paper, but it's not practical, and you just can't expect people to accept that kind of responsibility. And really, we just have to do the best we can to discourage the behavior and lock up those people who do this and just not allow the police to continue to have to arrest these same people over and over again, because there are a few people who are giving everybody a bad name, and that's not fair to the
right.
whole community. Dirk, I appreciate
right.
the call. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Slim. Hey, Slim, I've got time for a quick comment from you.
Hey, I'm doing, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good. You ready for the weekend?
Yeah,
it's going to be hot, Slim. So are you going to spend a lot of time inside?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be close to the AC.
She had fast food places. She had Pearson's. Pearson's.
I'm sorry, you what?
You think people at fast food places should have Pearson's? Pearson's.
Peterson's? Some people have piercings. Pearson. Yeah, some people do. Yeah, I don't have any piercings. Do you?
I know you think people should have tongue piercings.
Yeah. Oh yeah, some people have the tongue piercings.
You think people have tongue piercings at fast food places? Huh?
I know. You know the tongue is such a sensitive organ that it seems like that would hurt.
I'm trying to find out, you think people at fast food places should have tongue piercings?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to get one. Hey, Slim, I have to move on. I'm kind of running behind here, but I appreciate the call. It's always nice to hear from you, and I hope you stay cool this weekend and have a great weekend, and I appreciate you listening to our show.
Okay, all right.
All right, Slim. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again soon. If you want to join us, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Gym Class Heroes is a group that has a different take on the song, You Don't Have to Take Your Clothes Off to Have a Good Time. Here's their version. It's all about you have to take your clothes off to have a good time, and I kind of disagree with that because you can have fun with clothes on. And look, some of the people at the Naked Bike Ride will be wearing various items of clothing or costume-themed nudity, and it really is quite a sight. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
I've never heard this before.
That's right. Nothing like being buck naked, on the weekend in the French Quarter. At some point, I'm going to find a way to go live on, I don't know if I can do it live on YouTube, but I'll definitely do it live on my Instagram account, or maybe we'll be on the WWL Facebook. I haven't figured this out yet, but we'll do something live from the Naked Bike Ride. Very quickly, let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of quick text messages.
If they're so concerned about kids seeing the Naked Bike Riders, then they should be concerned about parents bringing their kids on Bourbon Street, passing the balconies in strollers.
Indeed. And you know you can pass some of the clubs, and there are some rather graphic pictures promoting some of the gentlemen's clubs. Not all of them. Rick's doesn't have it, but some of them have some pictures up there.
Yeah. Here's one more that says, great commentary about the freedom part of the bike ride, but wish you had mentioned that the main objective of the Naked Bike Ride is to bring awareness to share the road. Can you see me now?
Well, I guess that's really a way to get people to notice bikers. I mean, if somebody was naked on a bike, you'd notice them more than if they were wearing clothes. So that's a really good point. All right, it's time for the Odyssey National Cash Contest. I'm about to give you a chance to win $1,000. All you have to do is text this word, SPORT, S-P-O-R-T, to 72881. Text SPORT to 72881. And that qualifies you to win $1,000 in the Odyssey National Cash Contest. Now, the next code word is going to come up right before the top of the hour news at 4 o'clock. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. And please don't text and drive. And congratulations to Jim Frieder of Prairieville. He was listening. He texted the word. And guess what? He won $1,000 in the Odyssey National Cash Contest. Another example of woke gone wild coming up in the next hour.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.